Dondava Das has been performing at Fisherman's Wharf for the past 15 years, but he says these last two have been unusually slow.
Since that September 9/11, you know, it's kind of hard for people to come out of their pocket these days.
Dis relies on tips to make a living and says Fisherman's Wharf could use a boost in tourism. But Dis doubts a new tax package, which offers a $400 child credit tax rebate, is enough to encourage tourism.
That's popcorn money.
And you go on this bike path to the marina and the harbor, and you stay next to the ocean.
Manager of Blazing Saddles Bike Rental, Sophie Hess, disagrees. She says the tax package will stimulate the economy, at least in the short term.
It's like one of those things like, okay, kids, you can eat chocolate for dinner, and everybody goes, yoo-hoo, but then, well, you still have to eat the vegetable the next day, and it's cold.
Many in Washington say the tax cut leaves families with more money to spend. But taxpayer Barton Smith says the child credit tax rebate he will receive isn't enough to convince him to spend more.
$400 for us it's nice. It's really nice, but I mean, it's kind of insignificant over the course of an entire year for personally.
The government may be treating many Americans to a tax break, but some wonder if it will be enough for those Americans to treat themselves to San Francisco. For the Hearst Journalism Foundation, I'm Danielle Cross.